When Arizona adopted a law to crack down on illegal immigrants, the state ran afoul of the federal government. Washington took Arizona to court and blocked key portions of that law. It argued successfully that enforcing immigration law is Washington's responsibility. And even if it hasn't been able to exercise that responsibility very effectively for the past few decades, that doesn't turn state and local police into immigration authorities. So, what will the courts make of a pair of new bills that may soon become law in Utah? Like Arizona, the state is considering legislation that would crack down on illegal immigrants. But another bill with strong support would also issue guest worker permits to those who have not violated other laws and those who pay a fine. The sponsor of that bill, Utah House Bill 116, is Utah State Representative Bill Wright, who joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And first, tell us, what is in this bill that you've sponsored, Utah House Bill 116?
What this is a concept. The concept is that if you're here and you have evidence that you've been here, why, there's some fines and some penalties for being here. If you're actually working, if you go through a stringent background check, if you prove that you're responsible for your debts and obligations, particularly medical debts and other things, then we will allow you to continue to be here. And we will allow you, if there's evidence of you actually working and you have all these other evidences, why, you could apply for a guest worker permit.
If I were criticizing this bill and said, what you're saying is, if somebody got in and was able to find work and did it, then they're okay. That's another way of saying amnesty for people who are here already. Fair?
No, unfair. Is amnesty giving a visa? I think you would agree it is not. This guest worker permit is only for those that comply with the higher standards in participation. It's no more, maybe it's an extended visa. I mean, we give visas, we allow people to come in visiting, is allow people from other countries to come and visit America and be able to feel part of that. Is that amnesty? I think we'd agree that's not amnesty. A visa's not amnesty. So why is a guest worker permit amnesty?
Let me ask you from the other end. Would a program like this, a guest worker program, would it give to the employer the remarkable authority of being able to say, this gentleman has shown up for work every day and hasn't made any unreasonable demands of me for, say, overtime or better benefits. He can stay and have a guest worker permit. But that one over there is a problem worker, so throw him out of the country.
No one should be compelled to hire someone that's not productive. And if, you know, whether you're a citizen or not, if you are not productive and you're running a business, you need to have the right and responsibility to make your business productive. And I think that's the American dream, and I think that's American right to do
that. Well, for sure. But an employer has a choice about whether or not he wants to employ me, but he doesn't have a choice about whether I have a right to live in the country. That's different from that. That's something that somebody in immigration has a choice about.
That's right, and we've tried to keep those employer rights. I mean, if there's a need, and those who may be here on a guest worker permit have the ability to produce and are good employees, then they should have the right to stay here.
Well, Representative Wright, that's State Representative Bill Wright, Republican in the Utah House. Thank you very much for talking with us about your bill.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered.